Next month in Chicago, leaders from medical schools and hospitals across the state will hold a summit to tackle the problem of physician diversity. It's an especially important issue for the health of African American men who may be more likely to take advice from doctors who share their race and gender. But those physicians are few and far between, and Black men who want to become doctors face steep barriers, as Illinois Newsroom's Steph Whiteside explains.
Less than 4% of Illinois medical students are Black men. When you hear Dr. Don Arnold's story, you start to understand why. Walking into his home office in Carbondale, you're greeted with stacks of medical books and 6 picture frames taking up the better part of one wall. They hold the pages of the recommendation letter his undergraduate advisors wrote when he applied to med school back in 2000.
So here, you know, as you can see, says I have very unique and valuable talents that would serve me well, but on paper, a poor academic record.
He says it was code for don't accept this student. Today, Dr. Arnold is chief of surgery at Heron Hospital in Southern Illinois, but the road to get there wasn't easy. Even in high school, he says, he had a hard time getting into advanced courses, even though he got all A's. His story isn't unique. African Americans across the country are less likely to be enrolled in advanced classes than their white counterparts. Those kinds of pipeline issues will be in the spotlight at the Chicago Summit next month. Dr. Derek Robinson is chief medical officer with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, which is organizing the event.
This is a tremendous opportunity for us to help focus some attention on ensuring that we're delivering a workforce that is best prepared to care for the growing diverse population that we have both within our state and generally across the nation.
Dr. Robinson says a diverse physician workforce can help curb healthcare costs. It might improve health outcomes too, especially for Black men. Research released last year shows they're more likely to have preventative tests if their doctor is also an African American man. That's critical, considering Black men are more likely to die of treatable conditions like heart disease and prostate cancer. In Southern Illinois, a program called MedPrep is trying to make the path to med school a little smoother for disadvantaged students.
Any question you get, you always have to figure out what they're asking for, right?
The program, based at Southern Illinois University School of Medicine, is designed to help college graduates like Jonathan Tice. His grades weren't good enough to get him into med school. He says that's partly because he wasn't prepared for college.
Because I was competing with students who had been in private schools, and so they were testing into math classes that were 3 classes past any math class I had to take.
Dr. Arnold, with Heron Hospital, says academic preparation is just one issue Tice is likely to face.
It was hard for me to afford the actual testing at each level in this whole process, which is another reason why I think you don't see a lot of African Americans, because it's economic.
As of 2016, the median net worth for African American families was less than $18,000, and it cost thousands just to apply to medical school.
Some of these exams, my mother wouldn't pay bills, so I would have money for the exams.
The average medical student graduates with nearly $200,000 in debt. Then there are the residency applications, which cost even more. Students often send out at least 15. Dr. Arnold could only afford 3.
I had 3 interviews and I can only afford to go to 2.
But, he says, African American students should still have hope.
Because I'm nobody special. I didn't come from it. It wasn't given to me. I'm nobody but a person that had a dream and a person that persevered to achieve it.
Programs like MedPrep and the new Blue Cross Initiative are trying to make that achievement a little easier for generations to come. I'm Steph Whiteside, Illinois Newsroom.